This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in-store.
Now, when it comes to our devices, obviously, more mobile and things that we wear, the wearable, that's what you told us, isn't it? This is the year of virtual reality and the wearable.
Yes.
But there's some new processors to drive the wearables?
Well, yeah, one of the things people say about smartwatches is they need to be sort of more refined, a bit thinner and a bit more sexy on your wrist, that kind of thing. And one of the things that actually helps that to happen is the internal components. And one of the most important makers of internal components is Qualcomm. They make the processor chips for smartwatches. Now, they typically they work, but they're not necessarily designed to go in a smartwatch.
Right.
So that's part of the reason why up to now some of them have been a bit bulky. Now, fortunately, Qualcomm has released its first processor designed specifically for wearable devices. It's called the Snapdragon Wear 2100, and you can expect to see it pop up, well, in the next couple of days in a whole bunch of smartwatches. Now, LG sound like they're already making one, and I hope if they are, we'll see that shortly, over here in Barcelona and MWC. But Qualcomm says the Snapdragon Wear 2100 is 30% smaller than the current 400 model, and this will facilitate thinner, sleeker smartwatch designs, and it uses 25% power, so we might get past a couple of days of battery life for these devices too. So onward and upward for smartwatches, partly because of the Snapdragon processor.
And this is Life and Technology. Give us a call, 131873. We'll get an answer to you, or you can email us via 2gb.com or 4bc.com.au.
This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in-store.